So one of my Instagram followers asked me this question that Faiza, how do I move from anxiety st to stress, anxiety to stress, from anxiety and stress to bliss, to peace, to calmness? And I think it's a great question because all of us struggle with this a lot. We all wonder how can we overcome our anxieties and stress and issues so we can deal with our everyday life situations in a more calm way, in a more blissful way, and in general just to feel happy, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter what we do, deep down in us, all we're seeking is happiness, happiness, fulfillment, joy, you know. And I think for me, from my own experiences of life, because I tend to share mostly my own experiences to explain my understanding and learning, because I feel what you learn through your own experiences can be part of your own truth, and it may resonate or it may not, but at least it comes from a place of sincerity rather than something I've accumulated through research. So everything I discuss or everything I talk about, it really comes from real experiences of life and learning about my own life and my own experiences, and you know, basically through my own story, you know, that of course everybody has their own story and we all have our own reality and we have own our experiences and you know, but I think someone's reality can resonate in another person's life, even if it may be another story. So that's how I like to explain things or sort of share my point of view on it, because I think the more real I can get with it, the more truthful it can be, and the more it can connect. Regardless what your story may be, regardless what your background may be, regardless what your experiences may be, but I think the core of it can connect with everyone, regardless what the superficial of the reality might may be. So, coming back to the question, like why, how do I deal? How would I deal with it, or how can one actually deal with it? Because we all go through stress, we all go through anxiety, we all go through pressure, all go through chaos, we all go through so many things in life that are sometimes just hard to have a control on or to overcome on or to just manage, because in life we're managing many things. Sometimes it's relationships that can cause the stress. Sometimes it's you know, just negative people around us that could cause the stress. Sometimes it's just this fact that we want something to happen and we're holding on to that pressure that's causing the stress. Like we would like a specific result to happen, and if it's not happening, that's causing pressure and stress. Sometimes there's a lot of overwork, there's a lot of workload that we're not able to manage on our own, and that's causing stress. So there are many ways the stress can come to us. I mean, I'm just use few examples that I've been through in my life. So these are the areas where stress can come from, where anxiety can come from. But at the core of it, what I really learned is that stress and anxiety and pressure, it really comes from a place of holding an attachment to the future. So when we expect certain things to happen in the future, we are living in the future. We're not living in the present moment. So because of that, we hold on to this idea of the future, and whatever is happening today is not matching up to what we would like in future. So that ends up adding the pressure, the stress, and the fear that causes the stress. But we need to come to that understanding that that's not reality. That's not what reality is. Reality is this present moment. I'm gonna refer to Eckhart Tolle, the book I read, Power of Now. And in that book, I think somewhere he talks about that, you know, your reality is in the now. You are in the now. Nothing is in the future. Everything is, even the present or even the past or the future, is in the now. So we need to kind of use that understanding, that learning, that everything we are today, everything we're going to through, is in the now. So holding on to that reality, holding on to that idea is just an idea. It's whatever we're holding on in future is causing the stress, is causing the anxiety, and is causing the fear. But all we need to concentrate on is our reality and the moment of today. And by reality, I don't mean the chaos that's outside. The fact that you're breathing, just the present moment. And I think if one can kind of tap into that state of mind, then I think it is achievable to let go of the stress and anxiety and overall pressure, no matter what the surrounding is about. Another thing I feel that really causes stress and pressure is the attachment to the outcome. So sometimes we add a lot of pressure on ourselves when we are attaching to an outcome to happen. So let's say if we want a certain result in our work, in our business, or in our projects, and we would like that to happen, we get really stressed about it. So we try to control that project a lot more. And when we start controlling that project more, we're not letting go of the control. So we're kind of holding on to it. And when we're holding on to it, that's another reason it causes stress and anxiety in our life, because we're holding on to how we want the result to happen for that project or for ourselves or anything we're doing. So I think that's another reason. So I think it's sort of connected with the future, but at the same time, it's also connected to results we would like in the future, things we would like in the future. But I think if one can learn to let go of that, A, what will happen in the future, and B, what the result will be in the future, I think then one can really reach a balanced state of place, a really balanced feeling, and a very calmer feeling, and work through life, whether that's work, projects, family, relationships, everything, but kind of work from it from the present moment. Just enjoy the journey of it and focus on the process of it. I think that's when you start cultivating your joy more. You start enjoying each moment more. You start enjoying yourself more. And, you know, you're not attached to what's going to happen tomorrow. You're just enjoying what's happening in your moment right now with whoever you are, whatever you're doing. So I think that would be my take on how we can move from stress and anxiety to a more peaceful, calm, and a blissful state. That's how I work towards it, and I'm hoping that this notion, this idea, resonates with you, and it's something that will connect with you. And I just wanted to share this, because share this piece of wisdom, how I deal with it, and I'm hoping that it helps you in some way. So anyway, wherever you are, I hope you enjoy, whether this evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast, I hope you enjoy listening to it while you're traveling or you're working on something, whenever you are, or even after your meditation, whenever you're listening to this, I hope this resonates and I hope it adds any value into your life. Anyway, thank you. Have a good evening, morning, afternoon. Bye.